Well, good morning, everybody. Great to see you all here and on tap and ready for the important part of the colloquium, of getting to understand more about the social economy and the development of policies and, in fact, what the environment looks like in different parts of the country. As Leslie indicated, when we were planning this colloquium, our intent was to make sure that we had broad brush and then starting to get more and more specific. What's really important for everybody to just plant in your head is that when we get to the final session, we really want to be drawing out your ideas and giving you a really good opportunity to feed into this process. I think it might be worth just taking a minute for those of you who are new to this research process just to give you a one-minute overview of where all of these social economy research pieces have come from. In 2004, the federal government of the day decided it really wanted to explore and support more the social economy. And they put forward $15 million, which was provided to the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council to help people working in the social economy to start conducting more research so that we started to understand in a much fuller way what was happening at a local community level, the way in which community-based organizations were engaged in social and economic activities, but in a way in which we combined them for the value of communities. And one of the things that we knew early on, of course, was that in the province of Quebec, they had already started to think around the language of the social economy and had perhaps been doing their research in a rather different way, perhaps, than we had in other parts of the country where we use different language. But I think as we progress further and further into our research, we realize that there are indeed many similarities about what's happening across the country. What we have decided to do this morning is to have a panel which looks at what's going on in Quebec, both policy and practice. And then we're going to have a presentation about what's happening, the design, and the current policy situation in Atlantic Canada. We have three fabulous researchers, three people who have been working at a ground level for many years, who have a long history of working in the social economy, both from a research and a practical, and also from a policy perspective. We're going to start with a presentation from Quebec, and I'd like to first of all introduce Nancy Niamtam, who's in the middle of the table. Nancy has played a really strong leadership role in trying to promote the concepts of the social economy, but really trying to push the envelope significantly in terms of how community-based researchers and practitioners can link with academic researchers for the purpose of connecting with policy shapers, which is really what this session is all about for the next couple of days. Nancy is presently the executive director of the Chantier in Quebec, which is a collection of a number of organizations that really is playing an enormous role at a ground level. Nancy's bio is in your background materials, as is everybody else's. Margie Mendel, Dr. Mendel, is at Concordia University, and I would say is probably one of the most prolific authors on this subject that you know, probably not only exists in Canada but around the world, because a lot of Margie's work now is actually at an international level. So she brings a really nice background to the work that she's doing. And again, her bio is in the materials. But I think one of the things that is really important for those of us who are not academics is to have people like Margie who can come and work with us to help us appreciate that the knowledge that we have at a community level actually is very significant in terms of research and policy shaping, and it helps us kind of coalesce the work that we're doing. And our third speaker, Jan Myers, actually had come to Dalhousie University and had started to do some work with our social economy group here in Atlantic Canada, and has now gone back to Wales at the University of Cardiff, but has continued to pursue her study of what's happening in Atlantic Canada. So she will be giving an overview of that research. I'm going to first ask Nancy and Margie to speak. I know that Margie is suffering from a very bad cold, and we actually really appreciate that you are able not only to get aboard a plane, but to crawl out of bed this morning, because I understand Margie's feeling really miserable. So Nancy will probably be carrying a lot of the presentation, but I don't think that's going to be distressing to Nancy. I don't think it's going to be a problem. But in any event, both pieces of research will be given 20 minutes. And then it will be your time to raise questions and to engage in discussion with what you've heard from our speakers. So with that, I'm going to ask you, Nancy, if you'd like to speak.